Well, despite Malcolm Turnbull's party room victory this morning, big business is now becoming numb to the lack of political certainty in Australia. BHP's chief executive Andrew Mackenzie has told The World Today that he's become used to prime ministerial instability, on top of bigger concerns about rising protectionism and a simmering trade war between the US and China. The world's biggest miner this morning posted a 37% fall in profit to $3.7 billion. Andrew Mackenzie spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, look, politics is a very volatile business right now, and irrespective of what that kind of volatility is, which we're now kind of used to here in Australia, we still find Australia is a pretty decent place in which to invest. And we've made suggestions as to how you can make it more attractive through reducing corporate tax and giving greater stability on energy policy. But, you know, even without that, we are, you know, continuing to invest in major projects all around Australia.
But when you're trying to run a big company like BHP, it must be frustrating given Rudd Gillard, Rudd, Abbott Turnbull, and then this morning.
Well, of course, businessmen like me will always ask for certainty so we can plan. But we work in many geographies around the world where we don't always get our wishes granted, and we still manage to find a way through that and make good money for the shareholders, as today's results attest to.
In the lead-up to this morning's vote, Malcolm Turnbull dropped plans for emissions targets in the National Energy Guarantee. This was about survival for the Prime Minister, but once again, big players like BHP are left without an emissions target and without that certainty.
Yeah, well, we have emissions targets because we want to be a good global citizen, you know, and we believe in the science of global warming. And so, you know, we are committed to continuing to produce more, but actually emit less. And if you don't plan it, which of course is one of the consequences of the current stalemate, then you're likely to see more spikes and frankly, more problems for politicians as well as businessmen like me.
The government's also proposing greater powers for the ACCC to force energy companies to divest or sell assets unless they get in line. To you, does that seem like extreme market intervention by a government that normally backs a free market?
Well, I think it's a bit of a blunt policy instrument, because the reason that assets don't get developed is often because they're not economic. And all that will do is that people will be frightened about even starting that process in case it doesn't lead to something successful in a very short period of time.
But if you're a foreign or a domestic investor, it doesn't send a very welcoming message to pump your money into Australia.
I would agree. It's not a good instrument because we sit on projects often for 5 or 10 years while we analyze them, we decide what to do, find better ways of doing them. And we obviously are always attracted to put our money where we have security of tenure. If we don't have security of tenure, we're likely to move our money elsewhere. So yes, it will be a disincentive to invest.
Just to your $3.7 billion after-tax profit, which is down 37%, it's a very strong result, but you do worry about rising protectionism. Are you referring specifically to Donald Trump's attitude to trade?
We're certainly referring to the current US administration's examination of how they can change its trade relationship with the world and the imposition of a large number of tariffs, which of course is seeding a lot of protectionism around the world. We're very clear that that protectionism will ultimately, if it eventuates in its more severe forms, have a very depressing effect on the world's economy.
And when you talk about the impact of protectionism, what impact has that had in terms of damage to companies like BHP, particularly when it comes to commodities?
We've not seen any change yet. So we're much more concerned about what it does by just dampening demand all around the world and therefore what it would do for the demand for commodities. But it's a problem we'd rather not to have to deal with in trying to, I think, do the best thing for our shareholders and, by the way, for the world.
That's BHP Chief Executive Andrew Mackenzie with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.